that everyone is in really big trouble. Yeah. Even me.
I can hear you. Just like the meteorite is dead, right?
What did you do? Thank you, it was cheerful. Oh, I have a very bad feeling about this.
Nothing ready. CJ was out of town visiting a grandma that he cares about.
We forgot to set stuff up to record. We started 10 minutes late. What more could you ask for?
We put up high expectations and, well, yet again, succeeded in not,
not meeting those expectations.
Are we hot?
We are hot.
We're hot on the levels, but mind
you. So anyway, who are we listening to, CJ?
Us?
Yeah! Way to go. No, you're listening to KDUP on kdup.up.edu if you're listening over the stream, or 1580 AM.
If you're, like, right outside the mailing.
Basically, you're listening on kdup.up.edu or nothing at all.
You can call us tonight at 503-943-7121.
Not 6-1. It was funny. The show before us mentioned that that was really, really close to public safety's number, which could be intriguing.
Crap.
Speaking of which, we got to get on that.
What?
We're planning on trying to make this the official radio show of public safety on campus.
Which would be awesome.
It would be. I'd be really, really excited.
You can, if you have anything to email us, you can email us at animorph_radio@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Check out
our website.
animorph-uncensored.com. That's animorphs-uncensored.com. And you can download a bunch of our shows. For those of you that didn't catch all of our messages over the summer, we did a summer edition where we read the Andalai Chronicles, which you fans know is one of the bigger books, split up into three books. And we pretty much spent, 12 hours reading.
No, it wasn't 12 hours.
It
was, like,
it was, dude.
It was 12 hours.
I had two missed calls from Kyle Meckley.
Yeah.
It was for me.
Nope. Awesome.
Nope.
I called him.
Anyway, yeah, so that's up on our website. We're up through book 3 on our website.
We are?
4 was giving me trouble, and then I forgot the website to edit our real website, and so I'm waiting for a call from my older bro to do that for me.
Hint.
I thought.
Cough.
All right, so I don't know about you guys, but I've missed Animorphs, the radio drama Uncensored.
I have missed it with a fiery passion of 1,000 dying suns.
I was kind of happy that it was gone. No, I'm kidding.
Are the levels good, too? I mean, if people
can't
hear us.
Yeah, if people
can't
hear us, just give us a call.
Yeah, because you can hear us asking you to do that if you can't hear us.
I could yell, but what if it's normal? Then I'd be like...
Uncensored.
You would be exacerbating the amplifier.
Exacerbating. Okay, can I start out?
Who's reading?
I'll start out.
Okay.
Are we ready to go on play show?
No.
Trust me on this.
Oh,
you'll want this.
Oh, yes. I want this?
All right.
Oh, wait.
Narration?
Wait. You need to say it.
Chapter one.
My name is Marco. I can't tell you my last name or where I live. Believe me, I wish I could. I would like nothing more than to be able to tell you my name is Marco Jones, or Williams, or Vasquez, or Brown, or Anderson, or McCain. Marco McCain. Kind of has a nice sound, doesn't it? But McCain's not my last name. I'm not even going to swear to you that Marco is my first name. See, I'm hoping to live a while longer. I'm not going to make it easier for the Yerks to find me. I live in a paranoid world. But just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean I don't have enemies. I have real enemies. As opposed to fake ones. enemies that would freeze your blood if you only knew.
No, I love the descriptions,
too.
With liquid nitrogen. So, see, I'd like to tell you...
Yafala?
I'd like to tell you my name and address and phone number, too, because if I could do that, it would mean I no longer had any enemies. It would mean my life was normal again. It would mean I could go back to minding my own business. I believe in minding my own business. Which is why what happened on my way home from the 7-Eleven was so dumb. I was walking down the street with some low-fat milk, a loaf of bread, and a bag of peanut M&Ms.
No taste.
Peanut M&Ms.
It's just, lay off of the milk, man. Why you gotta hate like that?
Because it's gross.
And it kills you.
Well, yeah, that's an added bonus to it being gross.
Yeah.
Legal.
Yeah, just so ladies know out there, instead of a can of mace, you need a can of spray milk.
Oh, God. That would be horrible.
Oh, man.
I
mean, even if you're not allergic to milk, that stuff stinks.
Yeah.
Like, moving on!
Like Raid, except lactose intolerant.
Dude.
Anyways.
Alright, change of subject.
Since my mom died,
I've
gotten stuck with a lot of shopping and stuff for my dad and me. The 7-Eleven isn't in the greatest neighborhood, so I was walking kind of fast, minding my own business, trying not to think, oh, yeah, and stuff for my dad, and trying not to think about the fact that it was after 10 at night.
Maybe we should mention, for those new listeners out there, because I know there are a bunch of them this year, hey, stop it, we have new listeners, I swear. Anyway,
true.
For those that haven't read Animorphs or, you know, never listened to the show, basically K.A. in every book will restate everything that's happened pretty much so far. So that's why we haven't really been like, that's what a yerk is because she's about to in like 4 pages. So.
Oh, and plus, yeah, every book follows the same basic structures.
No, don't give that away.
That's
okay,
critical.
Go ahead.
Funny beginning, acquire morphs that are required by mission. Very awesome climactic battle scene, unless you're reading book 9, in which case you get to spray people with skunk crap.
You're fast forwarding. We don't fast forward on this show.
Oh, but I wasn't doing my fast forward voice. Oh, we didn't do this disclaimer. You need to get the disclaimer.
Yeah.
I'll get it randomly. Don't worry. We'll just throw it in. Keep reading.
Just don't hurt me. Just don't hurt me.
Wait, what are you doing?
Oh, that's not your part.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, my bad.
You are rusty, sir.
Yes, then I heard it.
We're all rusty.
Just don't hurt me. Just don't hurt me.
We should not laugh.
It was a man's voice. Oddly enough, Kyle could do one. An old man from the goddess.
Burn! He went there, folks. He went there.
It was coming from a dark alley.
Creepy.
I hesitated. I stopped. I pressed myself back against the cold brick wall of the building and listened.
Just give me your money, old man. Don't make me hurt you.
Oh, we have a phone.
Oh,
okay,
oh,
let's
first fear.
And
intercom,
speakerphone
that ish.
Where did the speakerphone button go?
Hello?
Hello, you're on Animorphs.
The radio drama. Uncensored.
Yeah!
Who is that?
What the heck was that? Hello? Oh, she hung up.
I don't know. All I heard was...
Yeah.
It was a person with a yerk rebelling inside
you know what?
Their head.
I'm going to say that it was exciting.
Me too.
It was an exciting voice.
Yeah. Yet again, we are reduced to trying to figure the phones out again.
Yeah, don't worry about it, though.
We'll figure it out. It's quite funny. Yeah. Just plan... See, if you're going to call in the show, it's a lot like preparing for a debate. You have to anticipate what our remarks will be to everything you say so that you can carry on a conversation.
Mostly it's going to be, what? Because we didn't hear you. But that's okay.
What did
because
you say?
We're gonna
a second voice said, a younger voice, a tough voice.
You sure we didn't? Oh.
No, we didn't.
Wait, where are you? Oh, I gotcha. So the, just give me your dough, old man, younger voice. Gotcha.
I gave it all to you.
Then the punk said something I can't repeat.
Explosive.
Because he was getting ready to pound the old man. And he went to UP and worked at the station. Yeah. Oh, if you call into the show, don't say anything bad, because we get in trouble.
Yeah, we've had that happen once or twice.
I mean...
Or three or four or five.
Yeah.
A lot.
Don't worry about it.
And we don't want to get in trouble, and you guys don't want to get us in trouble either.
Right. Where are we?
I heard other voices. Three punks total. It didn't look good for the old man.
This is totally not your problem, Marco.
I told myself.
Stay out of it. Don't be an idiot.
Three punks. Three destinies. One Animorph.
One Animorph.
Each of them probably twice as big as I was. I'm not exactly Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm not even average height for my age, although I make up for it by being incredibly cute. And charming. And witty. And modest. But I was pretty sure the three big gang members in the alley were not going to be very impressed by my cuteness. Fortunately, I have other abilities. It had been a while since I had done this particular morph, but as I concentrated, I could feel it coming back. I slipped into the opening of the alley and hid in the shadow of a very smelly dumpster. The first thing that happened was the fur. It sprouted quickly from my arms and legs and all down my body. Thick, rough, ragged black fur. It grew long on my arms and back and head. It was shorter everywhere else. I thought of Doug.
That's what she said?
Maybe.
That's cool.
My jaw bulged forward.
Your jaw.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
I could hear the bones.
I know. I was pausing for effect.
Pausing for effect? I think you lost your place.
I could hear the bones in my jaw grind as they stretched. And the non-human DNA changed my body. Morphing doesn't hurt. It creeps you out sometimes, but it doesn't hurt. And as morphs go, this one wasn't bad. I mean, I still got to keep all my usual arms and legs and stuff. Not like when I morphed into an osprey or a dolphin. I mean, when I was a dolphin, I was breathing through a hole in the back of my neck.
Ow.
Awesome.
With this morph, I had arms, as usual. Only they were a lot bigger. A lot bigger. My legs bent forward. My shoulders grew so massive it was like having a couple of pigs sitting on my back.
Awkward.
I also had an enormous round belly and a leathery chest. My face was a black, bulging, rubbery mask, and my eyes were practically invisible beneath my heavy brow.
I had become a gorilla. Okay.
We need some gorilla sound effects. Now here's the thing about gorillas. They are the sweetest animals around. If you leave them alone, they will mostly just sit and eat leaves all day. And that's all the gorilla mind really wanted to do right then. Eat some leaves, maybe a nice piece of fruit. But I was in that head, too, along with the gorilla's instincts, and I had decided to teach those punks a little lesson. See, now that I was in that gorilla body, I weighed 400 pounds. And I was mighty strong.
I was mighty strong. You would not want to have messed with me.
Oh, phone.
All right. Phone call.
Oh, this one.
That one.
Rabble.
Quick, speaker.
We have to pay for that. Hi, you're on Animorphs.
The radio drama.
Uncensored.
Wow, the levels are peaking.
I just wanted to point out that I think CJ is a gorilla.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks a lot, man.
You're welcome.
I agree.
What?
And then sometimes the radio stream goes in and out. Sometimes they can't hear you guys, but sometimes they can.
Wait, the internet one or the...
Yeah, the internet.
I think we need to do the mics on face.
No.
I don't think it's you guys. I think it's the stream.
Yeah, I think it's the stream.
Sweet.
You're listening in the dorm, right?
Yeah.
You're listening in the dorm, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it might be the dorm stream has been a little bit odd sometimes,
Freaky.
Too. Yeah. It could be a hardware issue. Because Kyle and I were listening to the... I don't know.
Listening to it all morning. And it wasn't.
But anyways, DJ, you're a gorilla.
Thanks, man.
Cool.
You're doing awesome.
Yeah.
Additional mean comment towards CJ. Alright, peace out, dude.
Later.
Peace.
Represent Christy. Woo! Well, speaking of representing people, Kyle, would you like to tell our listeners about the map of weirdness?
Yes!
It's the map of weirdness,
and we're off it right now. Basically, our favorite line in any of the books happened in the first book, and it was Rachel's line, right when they first saw the first spaceship they'd ever see.
Okay, we are off the map of weirdness at this point.
Basically, just like that. And so, we decided, Heck, we should have a map of weirdness. And I email, or I Facebook messaged everybody on our Facebook group, and basically I'm going to go out, I'm going to get a map eventually. Probably, you know, with the way things happen on this show, when we say we're going to do something, it's like by the time the season's over, we do it. But I'm hoping it's before then.
It's because we're engineers.
Anyway, I'm going to take, you know, the people who are on our Facebook group, and I'm going to put pins on the map so we can, you know, figure out where everybody is who listens, because I'm tired of saying, you know, we have listeners in Australia and having people not believe us.
As well as validate our existence.
Yeah, you know, because it makes me feel better.
Yeah.
I don't know about you two, but
yeah, I like to think that we're special.
Anyway, so we're doing that this year, so if you call in and you're like, hey, I'm not on the Facebook group, we can be like, okay, well, we'll take you off the air and you can tell me where you live.
Yeah.
It's and not creepy or anything.
And we'll just take you off the air.
We've been
tell me where you live.
And we've been wanting to get t-shirts this year, but...
we're tossing the idea, right?
But the problem comes when money becomes involved.
Yeah, because then it's not, you know, just respecting the books. It's profiting off of their excellence.
But we wouldn't be profiting, but we would be, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we'd be getting cool shirts, and that counts.
I guess. I was saying that, never mind.
Making shirts for people.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Hey, what were the rules this year? Like, every half hour we have to say we're somewhere?
Yeah, but we're not there yet.
End of the chapter.
Okay, wait. Blackface?
Oh, get ready for we need it. We're gonna need a gun.
Oh, I had become a gorilla.
We're gonna need a gun.
Don't say blackface like that.
Yeah, we'll need a gun. A metaphorical gun, so to speak.
To shoot a metaphorical
gorilla.
Cantaloupe?
No. A gorilla. Yeah, I had become a gorilla.
Okay,
how strong? Let me put it this way. Compared to a gorilla, a human being is made out of toothpicks. I wasn't just twice as strong as a man.
I don't get it either.
I know, I remember Kyle's reference to Braveheart. And
that was long, but that works too.
Some men are longer than others.
That was horrible. I was maybe 4, 5, 6 times stronger. Further down the alley, the punks had lost patience with the old man.
Let's kick his butt!
One of the geniuses said. That's when I decided to say hello. To get their attention, I picked up a dumpster and threw it against the far wall of the alley. Yes. A full-size dumpster.
What was that? Look! Oh my god, what is that thing? Whoa, that's some kind of a monkey!
Monkey? I thought.
Excuse me? Monkey? I'll show you, monkey.
Before they could decide what to do, I charged, knuckles scraping the dirty ground, small hind legs propelling me far forward, and I charged. If the punks had any sense, they would have run. They didn't.
Get it!
One yelled. I grabbed him around his arm with one massive fist. I lifted him straight off the ground, threw him over my shoulder. He landed on the ground behind me. The other two rushed at me, one on the left, one on the right. I saw a knife glittering. The knife slashed my arm. It almost hurt.
Oh.
That was Kyle, Joe.
I don't believe you.
I yelled in pure gorilla. With my injured arm, I landed a backhand blow to the guy's chest. He flew back. I mean, flew. He hit the wall and dropped. Basically... The drag force was...
No, don't bring homework into the studio. That's our rule.
But
it's
we
still...
don't have fluids anymore.
No.
All we've got to do is build a plane.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No problem there.
Nobody
knew. I mean, it only took humanity a long time. I just grabbed the third guy by the shirt collar and threw him into the dumpster.
Don't kill me!
He cried as he sailed through the air. I had no intention of killing anyone. I hoisted the knife guy into the dumpster with his friend. He wasn't breathing real well, but I figured he'd survive. I thought, who needs Spider-Man when Marco's on the case? While I was telling myself just how cool I was, I heard the sound. It was a click. Two clicks, actually. The sound of an automatic pistol being cocked. I spun around.
Wow,
that's a lot of stuff. Sorry.
It was the first guy, the one I'd thrown over my shoulder. Somehow he had gotten an AK-47. He was up on his feet, gun pointed.
Way too many shots for a pistol.
I was big, I was powerful, but a gun was a whole different story.
and loud. Ban those things are not loud yet. There it is.
He's got an Uzi. Wow. Let's change it to Uzi.
And loud. Man, are those things loud.
Oh my god, what have I done?
Is there another one?
Come get some, monkey man.
I barreled behind the dumpster. I leaned my massive shoulders into it and sent it rolling and spinning and sliding at the guy with the gun. Ow. So much for the guy with the gun. So much for my hearing. I checked. He was alive. He wasn't happy, but he was alive. The gun was nowhere to be seen. Well, Marco, I thought, that went okay. Now, find someplace private, demorph, call 911, or public safety.
7-1-6.
They can't arrest people.
To come arrest these guys, and you can still get home in time to watch Letterman.
Letterman!
I always see that and think Letterman.
Yay!
Unfortunately, I had forgotten one thing.
Get out of here, monster! You get out of here!
He's a monster! Hey, under it!
Beware of the groove.
What?
Sorry. Beware. What movie?
The Emperor's New Groove. Oh, easy. Sorry.
Oh, I don't was thinking like Professor Trelawney.
Beware of the Grim.
No.
She's
the
girl.
Old man.
She's
I know.
Not even old.
Like I said, it was Kyle. The one I had risked my life to save. He was standing facing me. He was shaking with fear and red in the face. Ow, I thought. So that's where the gun went. The old man was pointing the gun at me.
Back, you demon! Don't come any closer!
I apologize.
I'm sorry. I'm out of practice. I've been swearing like a madman.
I tore out of the alley with both... No, Kyle is a very good role model, young listeners, and he never swears, ever.
That's a lie.
I tore out of the alley with bullets whizzing through the air, which just goes to show you why you should never get involved in other people's problems.
They shoot you.
You're listening to KDUP.UP.EDU, the sound of Portland.
Or KDUP 1580 AM.
You can call us tonight at 503-943-7121. That's 7121 if you're on campus.
Or lazy.
Yes.
I prefer lazy.
And the show you're listening to is Animorphs,
the radio drama. Uncensored. Ooh, good pause.
It was.
It was nice.
It was very well done.
I was a mistake.
We ready to rotate? My narration?
Yeah, sure.
I'm poisonous.
Okay.
My voices.
Chapter 2, right? Yeah. Oh god, it's only chapter 2.
1.5 hour down the drain, folks.
And are we so excited?
And we're out of the gates.
Yeah, so then I
did... Oh, by the way, this is book number 5, The Predator.
Oh, did we not say that?
No.
Oh, for book those number... listening with books, which there are probably several, we're reading book number 5.
And shout out to any RAs that are in Chicago listening
what,
to this.
What?
Yeah, he's going...
Heck, shout out to any RAs on campus that
true,
are listening.
True, then true dad.
Heck yo. Yes.
Shout out to any RAs, period.
What?
Or...
And shout out to the hall clerks...
of the world.
Yeah.
Because we always get forgotten.
It's true. No.
I love the orientation thing. I'd like to thank all the workshop leaders, all the welcome crew people, all the RAs, all the
random people on campus that didn't want to leave.
And all the hall
clerks. Are we forgetting someone?
No.
Don't worry. Be happy. Yeah. No, for those that care, I decided to come back and be an RA. This year, which is awesome. I'm excited.
Because he's living on a floor full of nothing but Kyles.
Yeah, we decided that my floor is going to be named Kyle because we've got like 4 of them, and I was tired of like remembering which ones were Kyle and which weren't.
We're
all Kyle.
We have 4 Matthews on
it's
the floor,
awesome.
Too. But
actually, technically speaking, I'm in charge of the other 2 GJs because they're on my floor.
But CJ is in charge of you.
I am a rebel without a cause.
No.
A loose cannon.
No.
So to speak.
CJ is also my boss, so I'm like the...
Yeah.
So, like, I'm El Capitan.
No, actually, Major's El Capitan.
Yeah.
He's not here. He can't
yeah,
steer the show.
No.
I'm Major's female dog, apparently.
Wow. No, it's true. He gives you all the jobs he really doesn't want to do.
Exactly. But
keys,
I get paid.
Mail, cleaning up the trash.
I love how mail just comes right out without anything else.
That's true.
Awkward.
All right. Chapter 2.
Mail. Major doesn't do mail. CJ does mail.
Let's get going.
Actually, Kelly does mail. Anyway, Chapter 2. Yeah, so then I did the gorilla thing, right? I saved the old man. I'm a hero. I am Spider-Man. I am Wolverine. I am Batman.
You can say the I am Spider-Man way better than that.
Dude, Batman and Superman would kick Spider-Man's butt.
No. I'm just saying.
Batman
so,
or Superman.
I am Spider-Man.
No, you gotta
I'm
do
Wolverine and I'm Batman.
No, you gotta do a Tobey Maguire style. I'm Spider-Man!
You don't like him.
Nobody likes me. No, I haven't seen the third one. I want to see the third one.
Don't
bother.
Apparently he gets, like, completely whiny.
Yeah. The dark Spider-Man isn't, like, pissed off, let's go break things. He's like, you know what? I'm going to dance down the street and make myself look stupid.
Oh. And then he dances. Actually, that was a good scene because of the music.
Yeah, the music was okay. Yes.
Or at least Gorilla Boy.
Rachel interrupted. She did a forward flip as we walked across the springy grass. Rachel's into gymnastics. It's very distracting when someone flips while they're talking to you, like Greg. It was the day after my Big Hero Act.
Like Kyle.
Physically
flips. Do not attack the bug with a freaking sword while I am between you and the bug.
Apparently CJ's got a kendo stick in the air.
It's Taekwondo. No, then you're going to get your sword all dirty.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Okay, you know what? You swing away.
I shall feast on the blood of my enemies.
It's a bug. It doesn't have blood. It's got guts and liquid. That's it.
You know what? It really doesn't matter. It's his stick.
But he'll hit me with it.
It's true. That would be bad. All right, it's very distracting when someone flips while they're talking to you. It was the day after my Big Hero Act. We were all out in the far meadow of Cassie's farm. Me, Jake, Cassie, and Rachel strolling through little bunches of wildflowers. Tobias was flying overhead about 100 feet up in a sky dotted with bright white clouds.
And what happens as I am playing Captain America?
I asked.
The old man unloads the gun at me. I totally lost the milk and my bag of M&M's. My bag of M&M's.
Jake.
An M&M gun. That would be awesome.
A what?
An M&M gun. You load it and then you shoot it at people and they catch the M&M's in your
mouth. It'd be deadly for Kyle.
Yeah, it would. Jake gave me a disgruntled look.
Marco, it was really good of you to rescue the old man, but you shouldn't be turning into a gorilla.
Really?
Well, yeah, I moved it really up to before good.
No interpretation, even though Kyle doesn't like all the time.
Do I?
Maybe.
Now.
Shh, don't tell him.
Now.
Now, as you're reading this or listening, you're probably thinking, Marco, time out.
With the tea.
Yeah, with the tea in the air. You left out a few things, like A, how you can turn into a gorilla, how can you turn into a gorilla? Good question, my dear friend. It happened on a dark night when we were all heading home from the mall. There were 5 of us, me, you already know. Jake is my best friend, even though, unfortunately, he is kind of a pain sometimes.
And now we will hit the fast forward button.
You're better than... He's one of those serious type of guys. You say the word responsibility, and he snaps into attention. He's the kind of guy who always seems like he's bigger than he actually is. That's because he has that whole I'm in charge and you can trust me thing going on him. He has a sensible brown hair and trustworthy brown eyes and one of his confident chins.
Wow.
Those confident chins.
It's kind of an awkward passage for a
yeah.
guy.
Seriously. He's describing a best friend. Anyway...
I do that all the time.
He also has a great sense of humor and is very smart and would trust...
I don't have any best friends.
Stop it! And I would trust him with my life any day, any time. Not that I would ever tell him that. He also likes long strolls on the beach and moonlight walks in the woods.
Not that I would ever tell
what?
Anyone about
I those. Added that in because I'm doing that voice.
Oh.
Then there's Cassie. I didn't really know her very well back then, but I think she's kind of Jake's girlfriend now. Awkward. Of course, no one is...
Do you have the count?
I don't know if we're doing the count.
I don't know.
No one is supposed to know this. Shh, big secret.
That was in the book.
It's true. Cassie is one who is least...
Cassie is one.
Oh. All right, we're going to have to stop interrupting if I'm going to fast forward.
But you're not fast forwarding.
I tried, and then you interrupted, and I went back to my slow-mo cool
voice.
Let's
just point fingers, Eve.
Right. Okay. Cassie is the one who is least likely. If I'm comedy, she's poetry. She's a natural peacemaker. She's the one who knows when you're feeling bad and I will something. You know what? I don't...
She's the one who knows when you're feeling
bad and remembers
something. Okay, I can't do it either.
No, I'm going to go regular speed because there are new listeners.
Fine.
She's the one who knows when you're feeling bad and will find something nice to say that makes you feel better. And it's not like she's manipulating. She really cares about things. She's like sincere or something. Cassie is our animal expert. Her parents are both vets, and she spends most of her free time helping her dad run the wild rehabilitation clinic. It's in the barn at their farm. They save injured woodchucks and deer and eagles and so on. Cassie actually knows how to get an injured angry wolf to take its pills. Not an easy thing. Believe me, I was a wolf.
Once you go a girl wolf.
It's true. which is a topic of awkwardness. You go out to her barn and you'll see this little short black girl in overalls. Hey, they mentioned that she's black again. Awesome. In overalls and boots. That's one of the things we're amazed by is they kind of avoid the whole, you know, she's of another race kind of thing as much as possible. And in overalls and boots.
Even though it's like a sort of demographic set of kids.
Right,
and
exactly.
And Marco's like at least half Hispanic.
Well, he's...
And Axe is Andalite, don't forget.
Yeah, don't forget that.
And Tobias is a
Awkward. Awkward, in fact. Wolf that could just bite it right off.
What?
Where am I?
Now that's awkward.
Short black girl.
In overalls and boots, with her arm halfway down the throat of a wolf that could just bite it right off. And she'll be smiling and acting like it's no big deal, really. And the wolf will be just standing there, looking like he's trying to earn a gold star for being the best little boy in school. Then there's Rachel.
Shame on you, Doug, and everything that you stand for.
That's not... it's too late.
All right, then there's Rachel. Very beautiful, very leggy, blonde supermodel type. Miss Fashion, Miss Properly Applied Makeup, Miss... Has it all, looks and brains.
Miss somebody I'm infatuated with, but I won't say it until probably the later book, so that I haven't gotten to.
Or
Rachel is Jake's cousin, and a total babe who unfortunately is also totally insane and totally right for me.
Exactly.
See, somehow underneath all that perfect hair and perfect teeth, there's this lunatic Amazon warrior queen just fighting to get out.
Then I must tame.
Shut up!
I love how...
It's so true!
Over the summer, we kind of decided that there's going to be a thing there. We don't actually know because we haven't read all the series. But, you know, every time Margo gets to describe her, there's always these, like, you know, hints and pointers and things like
that. Tobias just gets too Tobey Maguire on me.
Yeah. Poor me.
He's a hawk.
Don't worry.
Oh, cry me a river, build a bridge, and get over it.
You said that before.
I know. That's a good phrase.
Okay, I'm going to continue. Here's what Rachel said. It will say, whenever we decide to do something so dangerous it makes you want to wet yourself. I'm in. Let's go, and let's do it. In a girly voice. I swear that...
Why did you try that again?
I can't. I yelled all weekend, and my voice still hasn't recovered.
Okay.
There were three soccer games.
I'm in. Let's go. Let's do it. I can't do it.
I know, I don't know how
girls are Amazon warriors.
Yeah, good.
What?
That's why they sound
you
manly.
Shut up now.
No, I can't do the voice.
He doesn't know how they sound.
It's non-stereotypical, and I don't have a non-stereotypical repertoire.
I'm in. Let's go, and let's do it.
There it is.
There it is, okay. Can we move on then?
Yes, we can.
I'm so sad that I can still do that. I swear that if she could, Rachel would be wearing a suit of armor and swinging a sword, and it would be a fashionable suit of armor, and she would look great in it. Then there is Tobias. That night in the construction site, he was just this kind and dweeby kid I barely even knew. He liked Jake because Jake once kept some guys from beating him up.
Pity points.
We've always been there.
To be honest,
we've all been there sometime. Excuse me, I cannot talk.
Don't worry about it.
It's okay, man. Take your time.
To be honest with you, I don't even remember when Tobias looked like, what he looked like back then. Now, of course, he looks like a fierce, angry bird of prey. See, there's a downside to the morphing power we have. A time limit of 2 hours. Stay more than 2 hours and morph, and you stay forever.
That's forever.
Check in, but you never check out.
I don't remember if that's the tagline for Psycho or Roach Motel.
Roach Motel.
All right, stop the forevers. We gotta get past this chapter within this next 15 minutes. That's why Tobias was flying overhead with his wide wings catching the warm updrafts. Tobias is a hawk, a red-tailed hawk to be exact. I guess he always will be. I tease Tobias sometimes. What happened to him scares me. Anyway, on that night, we were cutting through this big abandoned construction site. It was supposed to be a shopping center, but they got it half-built and then stopped.
And I know why.
Then, to make a long story short, there was this spaceship.
Hey!
Oh! Phone call!
Ow!
All right, that's gonna be... Shh.
No, it hit me in the head.
Yeah. Press the button.
Hey, you're on Animorphs.
The radio drama.
Uncensored.
Hi guys, this is Christine out in Michigan.
Wow.
Hi, hey, Christine.
How's not being...
I got all emotional when I heard all your voices.
Yay!
Yeah.
For those listeners that don't know who Christine is a graduated senior from UP from last year.
And she's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty much right.
Thank you, guys. Being graduated is great because we have all this free time to burn.
What about working and stuff?
I'm totally waking up my sister right now.
What?
Listening to you guys in the dark.
Oh,
awesome.
Is your brother listening?
He is zonked out from his working and classes. So
oh, yeah.
He's not awake. It's a little bit later here in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. It's like 11. It's like almost 12 o'clock right now there.
Yeah.
How interesting.
Hey, you know what? We did an earlier time.
Yeah, we did. We
for
did.
For you.
Just for you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, sure. My pleasure.
Talk to you later.
See you all again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye, Christine.
Bye.
I pushed the button.
Awesome. All right, we've got our first out-of-state call. No big deal, really.
Although, considering she's from...
Well, yeah, technically.
She's from the UP family.
Oh.
The U-pamily.
No.
No.
No, no, no. No, no. No.
Moving right along.
The fuppily.
Where was I?
Bum, 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 bum,
I teased about it sometimes. It scares me.
Cut into the bridge. Then
to make a long story short, there was this spaceship. It was carrying an Andalite who was dying of wounds he'd gotten fighting the Yerks up in Earth's orbit.
Way to go, guy.
Or thereabouts. What? That doesn't even make sense.
It makes perfect sense.
I guess, but like...
How inconsiderate
Earth's
of him.
Orbit, that's wide enough, right?
How inconsiderate to first contact to be injured. You know, you would want to think that they'd at least try to clean up a little bit.
I don't understand what you'd be saying.
Are you bad-mouthing Fangor?
I might be.
You might have to leave.
I might be bad-mouthing the
Andalites. So wait, are you upset with the Andalite because he showed up and died?
Yeah.
That's so awful. He was the Andalite Jesus, okay?
I quote the first book? No! You're the first alien ever to come to Earth! You can't die!
Alright, you will.
Not the first. Didn't he say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, I was sympathizing with one of the characters.
There are others.
Anyway, like you? No. Not
that.
Like
why
me.
Do we know this before?
Because this summer, both of you definitely tried listening to all our shows over again, but you only got through the first book, and then
because you didn't
later
put the
on
other
in
ones
summer,
up.
You went back.
All
right. Yeah, I
had
all
the
Andalite
Chronicles.
Ditto.
I did too.
I don't know. For those of you that listened to the summer edition, I have to say the fifth episode was my favorite.
Wow, we
High
didn't
five.
Even get through like. One paragraph.
All right. I'll take the hint. You're the whip of the day.
Oh, we found out what that...
No homework in the studio. Okay, he's the one who told us about the Yerks. The Yerks are parasites. They use the bodies of other species. They take them over. They control them. That's what you call a human who's been taken over. A controller. A human controller.
Not the controlled.
A controller. Jake's brother, Tom, is one, a controller. And Melissa's, Melissa, Rachel's friend, you know, with the cat, her father is one too. I just had to add in those because I fumbled.
A controller.
Right.
Yeah.
No? Yeah, right.
Melissa was in book two. See previous episodes.
You're advertising on our show for our show that's already been done
I know,
a whole year ago.
It's ingenious.
Well, not a whole year, but most of a year.
Yeah, anyway, if the game is in the opposite. Oh, Jesus.
Sorry. I'm horrible at this game. The Andalites fight the Yerks. They had been trying to stop the secret Yerk invasion of Earth, but basically they got their butts kicked. Before he died, the Andalite promised us that reinforcements would come, eventually. In the meantime, all he could do for us was give us a weapon. That weapon was the power to morph. To acquire the DNA of any animal we could touch.
Gasp.
And then to become that animal.
Italicized!
So that was the deal. The five of us, five regular, everyday kids, were supposed to fight the Yerks until the Andalite came along and rescued us. Five kids versus the Yerks.
Patriot.
The Yerks, who had already conquered the terrifying Hork-Bajir and made them into controllers.
Jerks.
The Yerks, with their creepy allies, the Taxon controllers.
Creepy!
The Yerks, who had already infiltrated human society, making controllers out of cops and teachers and soldiers and mayors and TV news people.
How nice.
They were everywhere. They could be anyone.
Creepy.
And all we had was five kids who could turn into birds. Or gorillas.
Booyah!
Oh, it's my turn to talk. I just don't think we should be morphing on the street in order to get involved in everyday crimes.
Jake lectured me.
Jake lectured me.
Remember what happened at the used car lot with Rachel and Tobias? And you asked them if they were insane.
I was about to argue when Rachel spoke up again.
I think Marco did the right thing,
she said.
What was he supposed to do? Just walk away? I don't think so. Okay, now I know I was wrong,
I said.
Anytime Rachel thinks I did the right thing, it has to be wrong. Besides, that was my whole point. I risked my life for that old man, and I don't even get a thank you. I don't know if it was a good idea,
Cassie said.
But the feeling behind it was good. I think it was heroic.
Is she coming on to him?
Usually.
No.
Well, what could I say?
To that.
It was very hard to disagree with someone who has just called you a hero.
I get that all the time.
We need a hero.
I need a hero. That's from Shrek 2. That's where it's from. Okay.
All right. Way to go.
And the 70s.
All right. Jake decided to let it go. Unfortunately, the reason he decided to drop it was that he had something bigger to talk about. He got his serious look.
Dun, dun, dun.
I groaned. I hate that serious look. It always means trouble.
Jake, are you going to tell me why we're all here out walking in the fields together with, you know, English
and
words?
And stuff.
Aside from the fact that it's a nice day and all, and not night,
night.
Moonlight.
It's the daytime of the night.
What? We're going to see X.
It's like black with a shadow within a shadow.
In a shadow.
We're going to see
shadow.
X.
Jake explained.
Sorry, Jake explained.
Cassie and I have been talking to him the last couple days. You know, about what he wants to do. Uh-oh.
I muttered.
I just know I'm not going to like this. Oh. Well, probably not. Axe wants to go home,
Jake said.
Ooh, this
home?
Is a good one.
Rachel repeated.
To the Andalite homeworld,
Cassie said.
There you go.
Axe, whose real name is Axemiliescarus's Sill, is an Andalite. No, thank you. I'd like to thank my reading instructor.
But
and your speaking structure too.
Yep. I suck at reading Andalite names, and everyone should know that because I'll mess them up in the future.
And I made it through one.
After all, it's such an incredible talent
and a very useful talent.
It's important,
talent.
Especially being an engineer.
Exactly.
You have to be able to read
the Andalite
names.
Because all the good textbooks on zero space
physics.
Oh,
we get to do Axe's voice.
Again!
Yeah, but I can't remember what we gave him, so we get to make it up again. He's going to be British.
But it's not completely British. Remember, it's sort of a hybrid between.
We're
going to
do the Socrates
so,
British?
No, what we do is.
That's
hi, my name, hi, my name is X.
Hello, my
so
name
you
is
put
X.
A little bit. Hello.
Alright, you
my
know what?
Is
this
X.
is getting more complicated.
Yeah,
I'm just
a British
roll
person
with
who's
it.
Lived in America for a while.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
You stopped walking.
I stopped walking. The others stopped, too.
Excuse me, but isn't the Andalite homeworld kind of far away?
Good job, genius.
X says it's about 82 light years, which is so wrong. The nearest star is like lots and more of that away.
Jake confirmed.
It's four light years away.
Oh.
Are you sure?
Yes, Alpha Centauri.
So is it like between us and Mars?
No, Mars is like...
That's the asteroid belt, isn't it? Or is that Orion's belt?
I can't remember. They're all just keep rocks going to me.
Light travels at about 186,000 miles per second.
Sweet. I pointed out.
Times 60 seconds per minute, times 60 minutes per hour, times 24 hours per day, times 365 and a quarter days per year. That's one light year. Times 82 years.
Rachel laughed.
So you have been staying awake in science class, Marco.
Oh, you.
4.37 light years. Booyah!
We tried to figure it out in miles, but none of
you
our calculators... We tried to figure it out in miles, but none of our calculators go that high.
Jake said.
They don't have TR-89s, they have HPs.
Oh! I expect a call from Andy, but I think he's in class.
You know,
no,
Jake...
he's going to be... He's in
Fish. That's right.
You know, Jake, I could be wrong, but I don't think any of the major airlines fly to the Andalite homeworld.
I said...
Uh-huh.
He said with a nod.
I know. That's why we'll have to steal a Yerk spaceship.
Sweet. Good chapter break. Hey, we made it through there in a half hour. We're on a roll.
Yeah, we need to, like, double our
pick
pace.
It up. Okay. Tone down the, you know, cut-ins and let's...
I'm the whip.
I know.
Tone down the
you
cut-ins.
You suck as a whip.
I know.
Yeah, I'm actually the whip for our senior
Here,
project,
you can,
which
you
is
be
awesome.
No, you can be the sword.
So what, you want me to go...
Hear ye, tangent.
You're listening to KUP 1580 AM.
Or
KUP.UP.EDU. Oh, my bad.
For those of you listening to the awesome stream on QuickTime.
Yeah. This is Animorphs.
The radio drama.
Uncensored.
You'd like to call us tonight.
I was getting there.
You forgot.
We are so out of practice. We used to have this down to a science.
If you want to call us tonight.
You could call at
503-943-7121. That's
503-943-7121.
Or if you're on campus.
7121.
Yeah.
Exactly. Email us at animorph_radio. Check out the Facebook group and our website.
Pending to be the official radio station of public safety.
If they don't say no.
Yeah.
So you can call us if you'd like to.
And something tells me we're going to get this sort of, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, whatever.
I expect it. No. Okay, we need to be careful because there's like one of the ladies that works the desk is probably going to be like, no, definitely not. And
get
the
out.
Other one's going to be like, oh, that's awesome. So we'll see.
Yeah.
So call when she's there.
Yeah, awesome. Just call in ahead of time and be like, oh, the front door needs to be unlocked.
No, I can just definitely see this. Hello, is this the nice person who works the front
door? I like to think I'm nice. That means you're definitely not.
Go away.
Chapter 3.
There he is,
Cassie said. I followed the direction of her gaze. Over toward the line of trees at the edge of the field, I saw him. X, the Andalite. From a distance, you'd think he was a small horse or a deer. He has four hooved feet that flash with amazing speed. His upper body looks like a horse's head and neck, except that when he gets close enough, you see that he has two smaller human-sized arms sticking out. His head is kind of a triangle with two huge almond-shaped eyes. Those are his main eyes. There are two extra eyes, each stuck atop a short sort of stalk. The stalks stick out of the top of his head and move, pointing the extra eyes in any direction. But the thing that really makes you stare is the tail. According to Cassie and Rachel, Axe is cute. I wouldn't know, being a guy. All I know is, when you see that tail, you know right away that Andalites aren't exactly cuddly koala bears or puppies. The Andalite tail resembles a scorpion's tail. It curls up and over, and it's armed with a wicked scythe blade. They can strike with those tails faster than your eye can see. Get your Andalite today.
It's on sale now.
Better's not included.
Awesome. Get two for the price of one.
Comes with a free Z-Space transponder.
Yeah! We need those.
Z-Space transponder, yeah!
I don't think anyone knows what those are yet.
Oh, right.
Or forgot over
there. Continue.
I'd seen the first Andalite do it.
In the seconds before the evil creature known as Vista 3 murdered
me. I love coming back on task. I love that.
I'd seen the first hand of light do it. yes. In the seconds before the evil creature known as Visser 3 murdered the Andalite prince, he had struck with that tail again and again.
Oh, that's what he meant, not the other thing.
Oh, striking. Right.
Hard.
No!
that memory came back to me as I watched Axe galloping toward us. Tail arched and ready.
I'm sure
that
it was.
Those are so awful.
I hope there's no one around.
Jake said anxiously. He scanned the area. It was pretty remote. Cassie's house and barn were way out of sight, and there was no reason why anyone would be in this distant field. So why were they in the distant field? Oh. I looked up and saw Tobias's reddish tail feathers. I gave him a wave.
All clear. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with better voices.
That was Tobias.
I know. All clear.
Tobias calmed down to us in thought speak.
There's some other people having a picnic. But that's a couple of miles from here.
Don't do thought speak. Just normal.
No. He's
no, I'm trying to come up with a
he's
different...
He's trying to... Because, like, Tobias is kind of a mellow dude.
Yeah.
And I know Jake's was supposed to be lower.
Yeah.
Marco's is kind of like our normal voice.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Because we like him.
Yeah. And then Tobias is, like, in between the two.
Yeah.
Not like that. That's, like, breathy, like, oh, my God, I'm a hawk.
Oh, my God. No, you're saying it wrong. Oh, my God, I'm a hawk. By the way, we were waving our hands
in front of our faces like we were hot or something.
Or fainting.
We are.
Axe came galloping up. It's your line, and quit lying.
Prince Jake.
That's definitely Axe now.
I know, because it was Jake.
Yeah, and now... No,
it's Axe. That was Axe talking.
Prince Jake. That's
Prince funny. Jake.
He said, also in thought speak.
Are we rolling the R's now?
No, we're...
Jake
Crooned. I like the heavy British accent.
Prince Jake.
Because I can do that. I can't do this subtleness.
I know, but...
That's pretty good.
I actually kind of like that voice, too. So, whatever. Just go with it, and I'll make up my own.
He said,
we
also...
We can make him Sylvester. Thumper in the fucking head.
No!
Prince Jake!
No!
No!
We're putting the kibosh on.
Prince Jake.
Where's my gavel? Moving on.
Hear ye, tangent.
He said, also in thought speak. Jake groaned. Axe had gotten it into his head that Jake was our leader, which was partly true. And I guess for an Andalite, any leader is some kind of prince. Axe had no mouth. No one had yet asked him how he ate with no mouth. He communicates by thought speech. It's the same way we communicate when we're morphed. For us humans, it only works when we're morphed. For Andalites, it's the normal way to communicate.
Hi, Axe.
Jake said as the Andalite came to a skidding stop just a few feet from us.
How are you doing? I'm doing well. Each of you? I'm fine,
Cassie said. Tobias swooped down out of the sky. He braked and landed neatly on the grass.
I'm fine too, Axe.
I said.
Or at least I was until I heard someone say something really stupid.
Axe looked uncertain. He sniffled one of his stock eyes forward to get a better look at me.
What stupid thing was said? Someone said we were going to try and steal your spaceship.
I said. He smiled an Andalite smile, which is hard to describe except for it involves his main eyes.
You think it will be dangerous? Dangerous? No. Jumping off a 10-story building is dangerous. Sticking your tongue in an electrical socket is dangerous.
No, it's not.
Not to mention painful.
No, it's
but
it's
stealing
a
Yurk ship is beyond dangerous. The higher the danger, the higher the honor.
Axe said.
Is this not true?
I gave Rachel a sidelong look.
I think we found your future husband.
Awkward. Hey, we don't have a word for
it. It may be honorable to try and get a Yurk ship, Axe.
Jake said.
But our honor isn't our most important goal.
The Andalite looked surprised, I think. His main eyes widened and his stalk eyes stretched up to their maximum height. It looked like surprise to me.
What else do you fight for, then, if not honor?
Jake shrugged.
Look, we're trying to do whatever we can to hurt the Yurks, but we're trying to do it... We're also trying to stay alive. We're all there is. I mean, no one else even knows there's a Yurk invasion. So if something happens to us...
He let it hang. Which, by the way, is pretty much
I did not mean
guerrilla warfare.
I did not mean to offend.
Get it?
Gorilla. You're right, of course. You are alone. If you fail, all is lost.
Axe said.
So the question is whether this is something we can do without getting killed.
Jake pointed out.
Yeah, we're mostly against the idea of getting killed.
I added.
So how are we supposed to grab a Yerk ship? They're up in orbit. We're down here. It's not like we can call them up and say, and just ask them to come down.
Hi, I'm ordering a pizza.
Yes, we can. Oh, they do know what a space transponder that was booked to. Yes, we can do that.
Axe said.
We can call them.
What? You skipped what?
Wait, it wasn't.
No, it's this one.
Would you please go back and read what?
What else do you fight
oh,
for?
Oh, there's a different one, right?
Don't
it's
worry
this
about
one.
It's this one. Moving right
read
along.
Read what?
Well! What? What? We can call them. Right. I can create a Yerk distress beacon. They will send a ship to investigate. You mean like, hello, hello, is this Mr. Three? Could you send a ship down to pick me up?
I said. I expected everyone to laugh because the idea was so totally ridiculous.
Excuse me.
No one laughed.
Excuse me?
I said, trying again.
Personally, I've had plenty of Mr. Three in my life. I don't really need to call him on the phone. It will not involve that. That foul beast.
Axe said. That was one thing I liked about Axe. Because he's dead now. I'm speaking in the past tense for some reason. I don't know if Axe is dead, actually. He hated Vista 3. He reminded me of the Andalite prince who was Axe's older brother. When either of them said the word Yerk, let alone Vista 3, you could just feel the air vibrating from their anger.
It will not be a minor matter. It will be a minor matter.
Axe said.
They will hear a distress beacon and send a bug fighter to investigate. There's always at least one Hork-Bajir, one Taxon aboard each bug fighter.
I pointed out.
Anytime you start playing with Hork-Bajirs, it's not a minor thing. Do you fear them?
Axe demanded. He stared at me with all four eyes.
You better believe I fear them. Fear is unworthy of a warrior.
What?
Warrior.
He seemed a little too determined for me. I don't know much about Andalites, but I had a feeling I understood this one at least a little. See, he was alive, but every other Andalite who had come to Earth, including Axe's brother, the prince, was dead. So I took a shot. It wasn't fair, maybe, but he made me mad, acting like I was some kind of a coward.
How many times have you fought a Hork-Bajir, or any other controller?
I asked him. His stock eyes drooped. He pawed the ground with one hoof.
Never.
He said. I nodded.
I thought so. So let me tell you something. Axe, it's scary. It's so scary that sometimes you wish you could just go ahead and die because it's easier than dealing with the terror.
Well, I thought as I looked around at my friends, that pretty well killed everyone's happy mood. It was Tobias who broke the silence.
If you get a Yerk ship, you can get back to the Andalite homeworld.
Can you?
Can you get back to the Andalite homeworld?
Axe seemed abashed, but he answered.
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
And if you make it back, can you do anything to hurry your people up? To get them back here quicker? I'm young, like you, but I am the brother...
My voice did not just crack.
Nope.
But I am the brother of Prince Elfang. My people will listen to me.
What? I am young, like you.
Like you. I am the brother of Prince Elfangor.
Not in an accent.
My people will listen to me. I know that they will come either way, but yes, perhaps if I can return and tell them how desperate your situation is.
Jake took a deep breath.
Okay, time for a vote.
I groaned. Oh, I already knew what it would be. Chapter 4.
Okay, ready?
I asked.
Yes, I am prepared to begin the
match. Axe said. It was Saturday, a couple of days after we had all agreed to go ahead with the plan to capture a Yerk ship. We were in Cassie's barn, surrounded by cages full of injured animals and birds. Cassie's father and mother were both away for the day. Jake checked his watch.
10:50,
he reported.
Axe starts morphing at 10:12. Wait, who is this? Oh, 10:12, and is done by 10:15. The bus will be at the stop at 10:25.
I said.
It will arrive at the mall at 11. By that point, Axe will have been in morph for 45 minutes. That leaves an hour and 15 minutes on the 2-hour morph time. Is that enough time?
Cassie wondered. She was biting her lip nervously. I shrugged.
30 minutes to reach Radio Shack, find what Axe needs to make his transmitter, buy it, and get back to catch the 11:30 bus home. that gets back here at 5 after 12, 10 minutes to spare.
Jake was looking pretty stony-faced, which is how he looks when he's not sure if something will work.
It's the best we can do,
I said.
I know. Everyone ready?
Jake asked.
I should go with you guys.
Rachel said for like the 10th time that morning.
I should be there. No, we can't all go. If something goes wrong, we don't want everyone caught at once.
I said.
And something is sure to go wrong. Why do you say that?
Axe demanded sharply. Jake smiled.
Marco doesn't believe in optimism.
Tobias flew almost silently into the barn to the open hayloft.
It's all clear. And the bus is right on schedule, over on Margolis Avenue.
We know that their city has a Margolis Avenue.
They made it up. Okay, X, time to morph. And, don't forget the morphing outfit, okay?
I reminded him. The concept of clothing kind of puzzled the Endolite. We'd gotten him skin-tight bike shorts and a t-shirt that he could use for morphing, but he still didn't know why. It's one of the most annoying things about morphing, dealing with clothing. We'd learned how to morph clothing, but only things that were real tight-fitting. Anytime we tried to morph a jacket or a sweater, they just ended up shredded. And shoes? Forget about shoes.
Clothing, he said. Yes. I have integrated it into my human morph. Time,
Jake said, pointing at his watch. Axe began to change. I'd only seen him do it once before, soon after we rescued him from the sunken Andalite dome ship. I've seen a lot of morphing. I've done it a lot. I've done a lot of it, too. It's always...
a lot of what?
It's always creepy watching a human become some strange animal. But watching Axe morph was different. He wasn't becoming an animal. He was becoming a human being. The stock eyes shrank and disappeared in his head. The deadly scorpion tail shriveled and withered and slithered up inside him like someone sucking up a piece of spaghetti. That's not the first time we've used that.
Spaghetti. Gross.
Oh, here comes. His front hooves disappeared completely.
Whoa, look out,
Jake said. He caught the Andalite as he fell forward, with no front legs to support him.
Thank you. I must practice standing with only two legs.
Not quite as matured.
Oh. Thank you. I must practice standing with only two legs. I can't do...
Try it again. Less proper. Be a kid. A British kid.
Thank you! I must only practice on standing...
Thank you, Governor! I must practice standing with only two legs!
No.
Thank you.
Axe is the trigger on old Betsy.
Thank you. I must practice standing with only two legs.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
All right, I gotcha.
A gash opened in his face and grew lips and teeth. A nose grew where there had been small vertical slits. His eyes became smaller, more human. But the weirdest thing about Axe morphing was not just that he looked like a human. It was that he looked like a particular human. Actually, four particular humans. See, he had absorbed DNA from Jake and Cassie and Rachel and me. Somehow, by some process we did not understand, he was able to combine all four genetic patterns to come up with one person.
So, like, if Jake and Cassie had a kid, and then Marco and Rachel had a kid, and then their kids had kids, which would not
be
cool.
It'd
be
Axe.
Yeah. Except that wouldn't happen because Jake and Rachel are cousins, and that would be...
awkward.
Then he really would look like an animal.
The end result was definitely strange and disturbing. I looked at him and saw some of myself, and Jake, and Rachel, and Cassie, too, although Axe was male. That was the most bizarre part. Looking at him and thinking, hey, he looks familiar. Really familiar, in fact, hey, wait, that's my hair!
Axe, you could be either a really pretty guy or a kind of unattractive girl.
I said...
I am an Andalite,
he said.
Andalite. Light.
Light. You had a higher pitch last time.
I know, but my voice is dead, so it's kind of hard. Sorry. Okay. Keep going. Okay. Put on those additional clothes.
Jake said.
You can leave.
Let's get going, Tobias. Let's get going. Tobias?
He looked up to the rafters.
On my way. I'll check on the bus.
Tobias said and flew away.
More clothing. Clothing. Clothing.
Axe said.
Axe, don't do that.
I said.
What? Wah. Wah, wah, ter. That, where you play with the sounds. Just say what you need to say and stop.
Like I said, the Andalites have no mouths and no spoken speech. Axe seemed to think mouths were some kind of toy.
Yes.
Axe agreed.
Yes.
Yep.
I gotta say, I think the guy on the actual TV show did an actually decent job of doing these.
Yeah.
He was actually pretty good at.
Let's not mention that abomination on this good show.
I could bring in the book I have on the TV show.
No. You know, if we actually get through the series, then we're definitely gonna have to read that as like an addition,
right.
Like a bonus feature.
Oh.
If
right.
we ever put.
Hey,
this
what's
on
the
DVD.
Stream at? Can you check the stream?
No.
You can't?
I don't know how.
You sure? It's like 8,000 or something.
What are we listening to, CJ?
Oh, what? We're not
no,
there
it's
yet.
Not time.
Dude, we missed the half
You're not
hour
listening
mark.
To anything
no,
right now.
We're still like 15.
Oh, never mind then.
You're not,
just kidding.
You're not listening to anything right now.
You're not listening to anything.
Anyway. That is what, and one more thing that she's going to be talking about. That's you.
Really?
Yeah.
And one other thing. The shoes go on your feet, not in your pockets. Yes, I remember.
He pulled his sneakers out of his pockets and looked at them helplessly. Rachel and Cassie each took a foot and got him laced up.
People are going to think he's weird,
Rachel said, sounding exasperated.
Fortunately, it's the mall on a Saturday morning,
I pointed out.
It'll be full of weird people. Not this weird,
Rachel said.
This could be trouble. Isn't it a little late for you to admit that I was right and this idea is insane?
I asked her.
Struggled with that one. Besides, no need to worry. I'll be there. Great. Then it's sure to be a disaster.
We caught the bus without any problem. Axe made strange mountain noises the entire trip, but the bus was mostly empty. We got to the mall right on time.
So far, so good.
Jake said as we headed into the mall. I rolled my eyes.
Jake, do me a favor. Don't ever say, so far so good. The only time anyone ever says, so far so good, is right before everything blows up in his face.
Conservation of glory.
So far so good. So far. Far. Far.
Axe said, trying out the new sounds.
So. Far so good. Oh, man.
I said...
Chapter 5. Who's doing what?
Not me.
I'm doing narration. The mall was a zoo. The mall... Did you say chapter 6? 5? The mall was a zoo. Wall-to-wall people. Old people moving around slowly. Oh, where's my store? Married people with squabbling babies.
What?
In a big, huge stroller. High school kids. Hey, check this out. This is so cool. Trying to look cool. Mall police. 10-4. Trying to look tough. Good-looking girls. Trying bags from the limited. That should have been higher, but my voice. There we go.
Oh, that was horrible.
Your basic Saturday at the mall.
Okay, where is Radio Shack?
Jake wondered.
I don't know.
I said.
Is it up on the second level? You know, down by Sears? Is that it? Or is that Circuit City? Let me check the map over there. Axe, come on with...
Jake stopped suddenly.
Marco? Where is Axe?
I spun around.
He was right here.
Bodies everywhere. All I saw were bodies. Dead people. Oh, I'm sorry. That's just in my head.
I see dead people.
Men, women, boys, girls, babies. But no aliens. At least not that I could see. We lost Axe. It had taken a total of about 2 minutes for us to mess up. Then suddenly, I saw a strangely familiar face.
There he is on the escalator. How'd he get all the way over there?
Jake demanded. We took off after him. But it was so crowded we could barely move. Jake started pushing his way through. I grabbed him by the arm.
Don't run, man. The mall cops will think you're ripping something off. Besides, we can't attract attention. Controller's shop, too.
Jake slowed instantly.
You're right. This many people, some of them are sure to be controllers, as they talk about controllers in the middle of the crowd.
Yeah. We threaded our way, moving as quickly as we could, without being too obvious. I just kept saying,
Excuse me,
and tried not to bump into anyone who looked like he'd get mad and pound me. It seemed to take forever to reach the escalator, but by then, we had totally lost sight of Axe.
As long as he doesn't demorph, we're okay,
Jake said.
I mean, what's the worst he could do? Jake, I don't want to think about the worst he could do.
I said.
There! Where? Over at Starbucks, the coffee place.
I'm not as tall as Jake, so I could...
you can tell how old this book is.
Yeah.
You have to qualify Starbucks with the coffee place.
Yeah. That's a good point. I'm not as tall as Jake, so I couldn't see him as easily. But as we got near Starbucks, I spotted him. He was standing patiently in line. We got to him just in time to hear him say,
I'll have the double latte too. Double ball latte. He must have heard someone else say it.
I whispered to Jake.
Calf or decaf?
The clerk asked. X stared.
Calf? 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 Calf?
X stared some more. Oh, sorry, I skipped one.
That'll be $2.95.
X stared some more.
Five.
Jake reached into his pocket and yanked out the money he brought to pay for things at Radio Shack.
Here you go,
he said, peeling off $3. I took Axe's arm and guided him to pick up to the pickup window.
Axe, don't go off on your own, okay? We almost lost you. Lost? I am here. Here. Yeah, look, just stay close. Okay. Oh, sorry. Yeah, look, just stay close, okay?
I gave Jake a look.
See, it's your fault. You said so far so good.
The Starbucks guy handed Axe a paper cup. Axe took it. He looked around to see what other people were doing. Like them, he put a lid on his cup. Then, still mimicking the others, he attempted to drink.
Axe?
I said.
You have to drink where the little hole is in the lid. A hole? In the lid! No spills! Hills!
This was the coolest thing Axe had ever seen. I guess coffee cup technology hasn't advanced very far on the Andalite homeworld.
Of course.
Probably because...
desktops.
Probably because they don't have mouths, and so drinking is not a big concern. But whatever the reason, Axe wouldn't shut up about it.
So simple, impul, and yet so effective.
Impul.
Yeah, it's a real miracle of human technology.
I said.
I have wanted to try other mouth uses. Drinking. Eating.
Then, as an afterthought, he added.
I can't say anything bad. Eating. Ting. Eating? Smoking. No. Don't do cigarettes. Just line the little hole up with your mouth.
I said.
Come on, there's Radio Shack. We've already lost like 10 minutes.
The two of us hemmed Axe in and herded him toward Radio Shack. Then he drank the coffee.
What is that? What?
I asked, alarmed. I swiveled my head back and forth, looking for some danger.
No sense. I cannot explain it. It comes from this mouth.
He pointed at his mouth.
It happened when I drank this liquid. It was pleasant. Very pleasant.
It took a few seconds for Jake and I to realize what he was talking about.
Oh, taste! He's tasting it.
Jake said.
He doesn't normally have the sense of taste. At least he stopped repeating sounds.
I muttered.
Taste!
Axe said, contradicting me.
Taste.
He drank his coffee and we rushed him to Radio Shack.
Okay, look, Axe, we have very little time. See if the stuff you need is here.
I'll say this for Axe. He may have been a little weird by human standards, but the boy knew his technology. I mean, he went down the pegboards in the back of the store and just started lifting off different components.
This must be a primitive Garrett Moore,
he said, inspecting a small switch.
And this could be a sort of flare. Very primitive, but it will work.
In 10 minutes' time, he'd accumulated a dozen components ranging from coax steel cable to batteries to things I don't even recognize.
Resistor.
Didn't.
Transistor. Capacitor. Inductor.
Spaghetti.
No homework.
Different kind of transistor.
No homework in the studio, Sparky.
Amp.
Summit.
Good.
Bad. He said, at least.
All I hack is a C-space transponder. Transponder. Ponder. As in think. How literary. A what? A Z-space transponder. It translates the signal into zero space.
I looked at Jake.
Zero space?
Jake looked back at me and shrugged.
Never heard of it.
X looked doubtful.
Zero space.
He repeated.
Zero. Lives down the corner from normal space. Take a left. There it is. No. the opposite of true space, anti-reality.
He looked patiently from one of us to the other.
Zero space, the non-dimension, where faster than light travel is possible. Bull. Possible.
Bull.
Oh.
I said sarcastically.
That zero space. Axe, sorry to be so primitive and all, but we don't have faster than light travel, and I've never heard of zero space. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Let's get this stuff and worry about the other thing later.
Jake said calmly, but I could tell he was getting slightly hacked off.
Hacked off. I'll go pay for this stuff.
Axe drained the last of his coffee.
Taste,
he said.
I would like more taste.
He cocked his head.
I smell things. I believe there is connection between smell and taste. Yeah, you're right.
Way to go, I said.
We can't travel faster than light, but we can make a sticky bun that smells pretty good. Sticky,
Axe said.
Must I carry this?
He asked, indicating his empty coffee cup.
No, you can throw it away.
Bad choice of words. Axe threw the coffee cup. He threw it hard. It hit one of the cashiers in the head.
Hey! Sorry, it was an accident, man.
I yelped, rushing to the cashier.
He's sick. He, has this condition, you know, like out-of-control spasms.
Jake said.
Yeah, it's not his fault. It's like a seizure.
The clerk rubbed his head.
Okay, forget it. Besides, he's out of here, and that's all I care about. He's what?
Jake and I turned fast, but Axe was gone. Jake grabbed the bag of stuff and raced after me out into the stream of people. Axe was nowhere to be seen. But then I looked down at the lower level. There was a crowd of people kind of surging, all moving in the same direction, like they were running to see something.
They're heading out toward the food court,
Jake said.
That's no moon. It's a space station. Sorry.
Very good.
Because this next one is... Oh, I have a very bad feeling about this,
I said. We ran for the escalator. We shoved down it, yelling...
Excuse me!
Every 2 seconds. We got to the food court. We wormed our way through a crowd of laughing, giggling, pointing people. And there, all alone, because all the same people had pulled away, was Axe. He was racing like some lunatic from table to table, snatching up leftover food and shoving it into his mouth. As I watched, he grabbed a half-eaten slice of pizza.
Taste!
He yelled as he scarfed a huge bite. He threw the rest of the pizza through the air. It just missed the mall cop, who was closing in on him. Axe couldn't care less. He had found a piece of Cinnabon.
This was the smell!
He cried. He jammed the whole roll in his mouth.
Ah! Ah! Taste! Taste! Wonderful! Oh! Oh!
They do make a good sticky bun,
I muttered to Jake.
We have to get him out of here.
Jake hissed.
Too late. Look, 3 more mall cops.
The cops jumped at Axe. Axe decided it was a good time to throw the rest of the bun away. It hit the nearest cop in the face.
Axe, run! Run!
I yelled. I guess I got through because Axe ran. Unfortunately, he couldn't run very well in his 2-legged morph. So as he ran and stumbled, chased by huffing, puffing mall police, he began to change.
Wonderful!
You're listening to KDUP 1580 AM, the sound of Portland. Or you could be listening to us on kdup.up.edu.
If you'd like to call us tonight, you can reach us at
503-943-7121. That didn't work.
Or you can email us at...
animorph_radio.
At...
Yahoo.com.
I was going to give you between our website. And
energy up. Okay.
You can also check our website. It's pretty cool.
Animorphs Uncensored. Animorph-uncensored.com and our Facebook group.
HTTP.
No!
No!
Yeah, no!
Animorphs Uncensored.com.
Thank you. Stop. Stab. Stab.
All right, so...
I can see how this could be fun.
Oh, yeah. We have to play PSAs.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
We're going to take a quick break.
And do PSAs.
We're going to rock the last half hour of our show, so be prepared.
Give us a call. This would be like the best time to call us, too.
Yeah, this would be a great time to call us and tell us that we're, you know, special or not.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
CD2?
Yes.
Anyway, So here's some PSAs. I hope you enjoy them as much as we do.
Any views or opinions expressed in interviews or commentary are those of the individual speaking and do not necessarily represent the views
or opinions of KUP, its parent, or any of its affiliates or employees, including the individual speaking. Any views or opinions Hey, we're back!
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, we almost repeated that.
We thought we'd throw it on a little bit of a cliffhanger there.
No big deal, really.
Yeah.
All right, we're so who's awesome. Up?
It's like worse than watching a Disney movie on Sunday night on ABC.
I just finished yelling.
Wonderful!
Okay, so I'm voices and news narration?
Less like, I think I am. I think it goes voices and then narration.
Stop!
So you're narrating.
I'm voices right
your
now.
Voices.
And
okay.
Chapter 6.
I'm just chilling. Like a villain.
Stop!
A cop yelled.
I'm ordering you to stop to halt.
I don't know what he's... Who he is. I can do whatever right. I want with
I
this
I believe
guy.
That when Kyle read this, when we were sitting around your room...
Stop!
It was
like... Stop!
He was like really geeky and yeah. He didn't sound...
Stop! Funny. I'm ordering you to stop!
Okay, I can do that.
Stop!
A cop yelled.
I'm ordering you to halt!
Exactly!
There we go.
But Ax wasn't interested in halting. He was panicked. A woman stepped out of the body shop holding a bag full of colorful jars. Ax plowed into her. The bag went flying. The stalks began to grow up at the top of his head. The extra eyes appeared on the ends, and he turned backward to watch the people chasing him. Jake and I were two of those people. We were ahead of the cops, but not by much. Fortunately, I guess the cops assumed we were just idiots running along for the fun. I could hear one of the cops yelling into his walkie-talkie.
Cut him off at the east entrance!
Legs began to go from the chest.
You can make up another
lights.
Cop if you want.
Yeah, of Axis Human Morph. His own front legs, small at first, but growing rapidly. He was slowing down as his human legs began to change. The knees were reversing directions. His spine elongated into the beginnings of a tail. That's when the screaming started.
What is it? I don't understand, Bobby.
People were screaming and running and jumping.
When a man loves a woman.
Oh my God, what is that?
When a centaur loves a woman.
When a centaur loves a woman.
We realize we don't know the words. We can stop.
She can do no wrong.
All right. After the screaming.
People were screaming and running and dropping their bags as they caught a glimpse of the nightmare creature Ax had become. Half human, half Andalite, a fluid, shifting mess of half-formed features. I couldn't blame them. I felt like screaming myself.
Oh my gosh.
We were getting near the exit, racing past the shoe repair place.
Awesome.
Interesting detail, K.A. Suddenly, Ax fell forward, tangled up in his own mutating legs. He skidded down the polished marble floor. Most of the crowd had been left behind, but the mall police were still with us.
Hey, you kids, get out of the way!
One of them yelled at us.
This guy could be dangerous.
Nice.
Ax sprang up. He was much more sure of himself now that he was on his four Andalite hooves. The morph was almost entirely complete. His mouth was gone, his extra eyes were in place, his two arms and four legs were fully formed. Then, at the very last, the tail appeared. It was then that I heard the nearest mall cop in an odd, frightened whisper say,
because he hadn't already figured it out, considering that Ax had to take at least 3 minutes morphing.
He's stupid.
Yeah, don't worry.
Hey, Charlie, he's an Andalite.
With hatred and fear and awe.
Hey, Charlie, he's an Andalite. Let's rub him out.
I'm sorry, New York.
Andalite.
I quickly turned and looked at him. Only a controller would recognize an Andalite. The controller dropped, drew his gun from his holster.
Run!
I yelled at Ax. The controller stood between Ax and the door. Big mistake. The Andalite tail flashed faster than my eyes could follow. The cop's gun went flying through the air. He clutched at a hand that was red with blood. Out the door we blew, running for our lives. Sirens!
Oh, shoot.
Those are real cops coming. Not mall rent-a-cops. Where should we go?
Ax demanded, reverting to thought speak. Oh, I'm so...
Oh, cold. Now he wants advice.
I looked around frantically. The bus was not going to be an option. The mall cops poured from the glass doors. The city police screamed toward us in their black and whites. All we could do was run. So we ran. Up rows of parked cars. Two kids and a guy who did not belong on this planet.
The grocery store!
Jake yelled.
What?
I gasped. I was getting tired.
In there!
He pointed. It was the grocery store across the parking lot. You take the store, I'll deal with the bag boy.
Oh, what? Is this the one where they go lost?
Don't worry, he knows what he's doing. Quiche.
Come on, come on.
Name that
on.
Movie.
I don't know.
In there, he pointed. Sorry. It was the grocery store across the parking lot. It was the only way we could go. Police cars screeched to a halt all around us.
Freeze!
That's still you.
I don't think so.
I said. We jetted through the big glass doors of the supermarket at a full panicked run. I halfway expected to hear guns firing and bullets whizzing.
All right, let's do this!
Sorry, I was going for a joke.
It's still you, though.
Jake!
I yelled.
Help me here.
I had an idea for slowing down our pursuers. I grabbed a big row of parked grocery carts and shoved them back toward the doors. Jake grabbed on and helped. Then we were off and running again, with Axe skittering shakily on the slippery floor and banging into groceries. Cans of olives and tomatoes crashed behind him. Interestingly enough, later I would learn that they made quite a sauce. Customers screamed and crashed their carts into each other.
It's a monster, Mommy! It's a monster!
Some little kid yelled.
It's just a pretend monster.
His mother said, yeah, a pretend monster. Right. Then I saw our way out. It was at the end of the aisle, but I needed some time. I needed to get everyone out of our way. We couldn't have witnesses.
There's a bomb!
I screamed at the top of my lungs.
Bomb!
You just saw a weird,
what?
Like...
There's a bomb! There's a bomb! There's a bomb! In the store! Run! Run! Everybody out! Run! A bomb!
What?
Oh. What are you doing?
Jake yelled.
The cops have the place surrounded. There's only one way out.
I snapped. I pointed.
The bomb!
I pointed at the live lobster tank at the end of the aisle by the seafood counter.
Oh no.
Jake groaned.
Oh yeah.
I grinned. The shoppers were running in panic, either from the supposed bomb or just from Axe. But the baskets in the doorway and the people shoving to escape slowed the cops down for a precious few moments. I had no feeling the controller cops were making sure that no real cops came in after us. They wanted us for themselves, with no human witnesses.
I say, Jake, old boy, let's go for a swim!
I said. It was a big lobster tank, fortunately. I hoisted myself up the side and climbed in. Jake was right behind me. We each grabbed a lobster and threw one to Axe. Here, catch this. It was not easy acquiring the lobster. It took concentration.
That's the way you've ever said that. Acquiring.
I wasn't going to focus on it because it was going to make me giggle, but... And then all I could think was that there were probably an awful lot of cops outside the store, probably getting ready to rush in, and they would all have guns. The lobster went limp and passive, the way animals do when you acquire them. I dropped him back in the water. We stripped off our outer clothes and shoes and stuffed them, along with a Radio Shack bag, in a trash can. Axe had already begun to morph. Jake and I waited till he had shrunk a little and then hauled him into the tank with us. He was already hard, like armor, and his arms had begun to split open and swell.
Don't do
then
that.
I
be that guy.
And I began the morph. I've been afraid a lot since we became Animorphs, but I have not gotten used to it. And I can tell you, it was so scary my bones were rattling. At any second they were going to rush in. At any moment they were going to catch us half-morphed. I looked over at Jake. His eyes were gone, replaced by little black BBs.
BBs.
As I watched, 8 spindly blue insect-like legs erupted from his chest. I yelled in shock.
Yelped.
I yelled in shock.
Yelp.
Yelp.
It counts.
Jake's face seemed to open up. It split open into a complex mess of valves. I think I would have thrown up seeing that, except that I also no longer had a mouth. At that very moment, I felt antennae explode from my forehead like impossibly long spears.
It was an explosion.
I was shrinking as I morphed, falling into the water, which had been around my thighs and now was around my neck. I had this terrifying sensation of knowing that I had all the bones inside my body, which were dissolving, that I completely screwed that sentence up, as a hard fingernail-like crust covered me all over. My human body was melting away. My human vision was fading. I could no longer see the way a human sees.
I transcended the flesh.
Which is a good thing, because I really did not want to see what I was becoming.
Dum 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 dum.
Chapter 7.
I think I might have just started screaming and never stopped, but I no longer had a mouth, or a throat, or vocal cords capable of making sounds. I had 4 sets of legs. I had 2 huge pinchers. I could see them, kind of. They were a fractured image in my lobster eyes. I couldn't see much of the rest of me, but I could see the other lobsters in the water. I was very frightened.
Eat. Eat, kill, and eat.
Right,
oh, I want the chant.
Eat, eat,
Kill and eat.
Eat.
Lobster.
Kill and eat.
Lobster crab fish.
Eat. Eat. Kill and
eat. Yeah, some shellfish. Eat. And
you know okay, those documentaries lobster. Where you see them marching along in little straight lines across yeah. the bottom of the ocean?
That's eat, their mantra.
Eat. Kill and eat.
Yes.
You will never be able to look at a lobster the same way again.
The lobster brain surfaced suddenly, bubbling up with my human awareness. It had two thoughts.
Eat.
Crabfish.
Eat.
Lobster.
Kill. And eat.
Look a fish.
I was getting input from senses I couldn't begin to understand. My extraordinary lung antenna felt water temperature and water current and vibration, but I didn't know what any of it meant. My eyes were almost useless at first. They showed fractured, incredible images with none of the colors I knew. I could see my pinchers out in front of me. I could see my antenna, and behind me I could see a curved brownish-blue surface with humps and bumps on it. My body. I realized with a sickening sensation that it was my bag. My hard shell. I could not look down and see my belly, or the hairy swimmerettes scurrying away back beneath my tail. I could not see my eight spider-like legs, but I could feel as they propelled me suddenly, scrambling along the glass bottom of the tank.
Jake?
I called out.
Yeah, I'm here.
He said. He sounded shaky, which was fine because I was on the verge of crying. If lobsters could cry.
You okay? Yeah. This is not my favorite morph, though. No.
I agreed. It was good being able to talk to him. I mean, you'd think you were losing your mind otherwise.
Axe?
I called.
I feel I am hungry. This animal wants to eat.
Axe answered.
Eat.
Yeah, well, that's pretty normal for morphs.
I said.
Most animals care about food and not much else. I don't think lobsters are exactly geniuses.
It wants to
find prey.
Axe said wonderingly.
I know. Who'd have figured lobsters were predators?
I said.
It's easier to deal with a predator brain than with prey. That prey fear can be overwhelming.
Jake said. I saw a lobster close by.
Is that you, Jake? Wiggle your left pincer.
The left pincer did not move. I realized this lobster had a rubber band around his pincer. None of us had rubber bands. Rubber bands were not part of the lobster DNA.
Yes, they are.
I saw a lobster to my left, unbanded, and another behind him. That was the three of us. There were half a dozen rubber-banded lobsters floating or just sitting.
Speaking of fear,
I said,
can anyone see out of the tank?
Would
you stop it? Just shadows.
Jake said.
These are pathetic eyes. Yes, even... yes, even worse than your human eyes.
Axe commented.
This is really creepy.
I said.
I've never had an exoskeleton before.
I've never had an exoskeleton before.
These pincers are most excellent, though.
Axe said. I saw him opening and closing them.
Axe?
Jake said.
You say you can keep track of time accurately. Start tracking. Yes, Prince Jake.
Axe said.
So far, 10 of your minutes have passed. That much?
I was surprised.
10 minutes? Cops must be gone by now. Or must have come in by now. I was thinking the same thing.
Jake said.
We better wait as long as we can. Close to the full 2 hours.
I said.
Although I really don't want to spend any more time than I have to in this creepy morph.
According to Axe, an hour had passed when it happened. I felt a strange disturbance in the water. Something large had splashed in. I sensed something above me. Before I could think or react, I felt pressure on my shell. I was rapidly rising through the water, being lifted.
Jake! Something has me!
Sudden shock. I was out of the water. Dryness. Heat. My antenna waved wildly as I tried to understand. My eyes registered nothing but bright light and huge, indistinct shadows. Something large closed my right pincher forcibly. I could not open it. Then my left. Rubber bands! I couldn't see them. I couldn't see them in this waterless environment. I was nearly blind, but I knew what had happened. Someone had picked me up and rubber banded my pincers. Then I was tumbling, sliding, rubbing against things I could tell were other lobsters.
Jake! Are you in this too? Yeah, but don't ask me what it means. I can't see it or hear it very well. Is it them? Is it controllers?
Something very cold dropped on me and slithered around my body. Ice? I felt a sensation of swinging back and forth for a while, like being on a swing.
Axe? Yes, Marco, I am here too.
Phone.
And the phone is ringing. Quick, pick it up.
Axe? Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, you're on Animorphs,
the radio drama.
Uncensored.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, it's Andrew. Andrew Lyon.
Hi, Andrew.
Lyon.
Lyon.
Just wanted to say you guys are great. You're helping me get through this Spanish homework, seemingly endless Spanish homework. And just wanted to tell CJ that you're not a monkey. Joe might have said so, but I think that just because he wishes one of his friends was a giant 400-pound ape, and hey, I don't blame him. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Take that, Joe. I have friends.
Awesome, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Have fun with Spanish.
And technically, gorillas are not monkeys. They are apes.
Common misnomer.
There you go.
The more you know.
It's
where are we at?
Yes, Marco, I am here too. What happening is?
What happening is?
Upshot.
Oh. You got me.
Me, you got.
You got me.
Got me, you.
You.
I said.
Maybe the cops have us. Maybe the controllers have us. I don't know. Let's stay in Morph as long as we can.
Jake said.
Maybe we'll figure it out. But if the controllers have us, the last thing we want to do is demorph.
Okay, we're going to be stopping in about a page here, so be ready to call in, just so you know. Because there's
What?
When they hear this, there's like a minute delay between. And never mind.
Okay.
Just keep it cool. In mind.
Yeah, be ready to call.
Because we don't want to stop at some other place. Wait,
right.
Wait just a sec. Yeah.
Okay, keep going. So when you hear this, call in.
The ice seemed to be making me sleepy. Or not exactly sleepy, just slow, sluggish. I guess I kind of zoned out for a while. I didn't know for how long until I suddenly became very alert and heard Axe's drowsy voice in my head saying,
"We have only 7 minutes left."
That jolted me. I was not about to spend the rest of my life trapped as a lobster.
Okay, I am out of this morph. I don't care who sees.
I yelled.
Agreed.
Jake said.
Time's up. We have to take our chances. At least it's warmer now.
I tried to look around. I tried to look around, but my antenna felt nothing in the air, and my eyes only saw meaningless, blurry gray forms. I focused on demorphing. I wondered if I could close my human eyes when Jake started to reappear. I really did not want to watch Jake and Axe demorph. Once had been enough. I would already have nightmares for a month.
Here goes.
I said, I began to change. But just then I again felt the sensation of pressure on my shell. My pincers became free. Someone or something had removed the rubber bands. And suddenly, I felt warmth billowing up around me. Steam.
Got a line! Oh, no.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, did you want... Oh, no.
Cut, and then...
Or... Oh, no.
Sorry, everyone, Mike.
What about...
Oh, no!
My constituents completely ruined the cliffhanger.
Oh. No.
No.
Nah.
No. We could try to get through the next chapter.
We could. We have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I really
want
to scream, guys.
Like, why?
Because it's my turn to voice.
Okay, fine.
Are we moving on?
Let's do it.
Moving right along. Sorry.
Let's do it.
We had a cliffhanger in mind, but, you know, every chapter has a cliffhanger. So, suspense ended.
No!
I screamed silently. I knew where I was. I was in someone's hand, about to be dropped into a pot of boiling water.
No!
And maybe it was because
Mr. Luke Steger, if he is listening to this, needs to call in and do his... You're not my father! That's not true! That's impossible! No! 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 With the facial contortions of Mark.
Right, we'll see him over the phone. And maybe it was because I was so desperate to scream, or maybe it was just the luck of the morph, but my human mouth was one of the first things to emerge.
The knock of the morph.
Small open lips appeared in place of my lobster's mouth. I didn't have normal lungs or vocal cords yet, so I couldn't make a sound. But I guess I didn't have to. I guess... I guess suddenly having lips appear on a lobster was enough to make the woman drop me. I fell. My front pincers caught the edge of the pan. Sheer dumb luck. I hung onto the edge of the pan as my tail curled up, inches above the boiling water in the pot. I grew rapidly, becoming a baby-sized creature half covered with hard cuticles.
Wow. Cuticle.
Wow, cool. Half flesh, human eyes grew in place of the useless stock eyes.
Are you hungry too?
Yeah, I'm
hungry.
Starving. Actually, speaking of which, we may be going to the cove directly after this. Are we, fellows?
Sure.
Sweet. Hey, we don't have to do vibes.
Sure.
I grew rapidly. Yep, it's postponed.
What?
With a desperate surge of energy, I tumbled over the side of the pan and landed flat on my shell back.
I love our
atop
job.
The stove. I was looking up into a stove hood. I rolled away from the heat and fell. But the fall wasn't far because I was now the size of a toddler. More human than lobster. I was one nasty-looking kid, though, with
he's
eight legs
machine
growing
now down. Than lobster, twisted and evil.
that was amazing.
With eight legs growing from my stomach and chest, my human hearing returned with shocking effect. Are you all okay?
Ouch!
That was impressive. Next time, turn away from the mics and scream to your heart's content.
Ouch!
There will be several next times. Someone was screaming uncontrollably. My legs were back. I stood up. I looked around and saw a woman. Sort of pretty.
Is there another one? Can
yeah,
I do
several.
It?
Sort of pretty, except for the fact that her eyes were wide with terror and she was screaming. Oh my gosh. I glanced over and saw the plastic bag filled with ice. That's how she had carried us from the supermarket. Now we were in her kitchen. Jake
you
was
realize
all...
how pissed off she's going to be this moment
yeah.
time, too.
Walk in and be like, I want my money back. They changed into people. That's not what I paid for.
And delight.
Because everyone knows the Yurks are infiltrating Albertson's meadery.
Yes, they are, actually. Now we were in her kitchen. Jake was already mostly human, standing with one foot in the grocery bag. The eight legs stuck and sucked into his chest. His human eyes appeared. Axe was a truly disgusting combination of andalite and lobster, but as I watched, he eliminated the last traces of crustacean. Unfortunately, this did not make the woman feel any better. Face away from the mic! It's hurting my ears. Okay.
It's hurting you.
It's your turn.
It's still your turn.
It's okay, ma'am.
I said.
We're not going to hurt you. Calm down, ma'am.
Jake said.
Please calm down.
Her eyes darted wildly from me to Jake to Axe.
Look, it's okay.
I said.
We're not going
no,
to...
You gotta do this.
Look, it's okay!
I said.
There we go.
We're going to leave. No one is going to hurt. You lobsters!
She managed to say
that. When you said that, it's like you pissed off at somebody. You
lobsters!
Your face actually shook.
I know, I can get the hatred.
Yeah, it is slightly weird, I'll admit.
There's somebody after
I said.
But it's okay. It's just a dream.
A dream?
Yes, ma'am. Just a dream.
Jake said reassuringly. I looked at Axe.
Can you morph to human yet? We need to get out of here. I can morph again.
He assured me.
In thought speak with quotes.
And he started right away.
We're going to leave now.
Jake said.
You can wake up later, okay? But I wouldn't tell anyone about this dream.
The woman shook her head violently.
No, no, no. Lobsters. See, it could get you in trouble with certain people. Besides, folks would just think you're crazy.
Crazy?
Crazy.
She nodded with extreme conviction.
Yeah, lobsters.
Axe was almost human. We were all dressed in our slightly ridiculous morphing outfits, but they would have to do. We headed for the door. Then I caught sight of three more lobsters still in the bag of ice. I guess it was supposed to be a dinner for six.
Ma'am?
I asked.
What? Do us a favor, would you please? What is it? Take those other guys down to the beach and let them go. Okay? Yeah, sure, get out of my kitchen.
Nice. Do we want to keep going, or if we could finish one more?
No, in 5 minutes.
You don't think so?
No.
That was kind of a short one.
That was a short
one. All right, so we're just going to chill here and talk about how amazing those screams were. And you can call in. As soon as you hear me say this, call in, because we're going to be 2 minutes ahead.
And you're listening to Animorphs, the radio drama.
Uncensored.
On KUP.UP.EDU or 1580 AM.
Depending on whether you're trying out the whole radio thing.
Yeah.
Backwards.
You can call us tonight at 503-943-7121. Or if you're on campus.
Extension.
7121.
Hey,
we are
going to
call us!
Then you did.
Oh dear. Oh, awful.
Buttons.
Hi, you're on Animorphs.
The radio drama.
Uncensored.
Hey, great job, guys. First time listener from Illinois.
Woo!
Illinois!
Yay!
Yeah!
Awesome.
Where in Illinois?
Well, I'm in the southeastern portion where all the fields are. There's pretty much nothing out here.
Awesome. Sweet.
In Alvin, Illinois. Just put in the wasteland of eastern Illinois. Near.
Oh, all right. Yeah, southeastern Illinois. I got you.
Where'd you hear about us?
I heard about you, actually. I was doing a search on Animorphs. So I have, you know, I was like, wow, I haven't heard about this. Well, see what... still going around online, and I found your website and been listening to the show this past summer.
Smooth.
And waiting to hear you guys live.
Well, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, we're back on. This is the first night. We've been raring to go.
Yes.
Rearing.
Yeah, we're pretty excited.
How far have you guys gotten in the book series?
This far.
Yeah, this far.
Yeah, book five.
Okay, so I won't reveal any secrets. I got the whole thing. I got my whole library in the next room, actually.
Sweet. All right,
can we get your name for our records?
First name's fine.
Sure. I'll be the official library for Bamworth. Okay, Heather.
Heather, all right, sweet. Thanks.
Heather from Illinois. We win.
Sweet.
Yep.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't wait for the next show next week, guys.
Oh, awesome. We can't
either. It's
going to
be great.
Oh, thanks.
All right, later.
Okay, later.
All right.
Ew, a freaking noise. Awesome.
We've had calls from Illinois before.
I know.
Remember
I like
it. That RAW from Chicago?
Yeah, the RA. I hope she's still around.
See, now I don't know the town southeast Illinois, but we'll find it eventually on the map, right?
Don't worry about it.
Didn't she say something about Graceland or something?
Wasteland.
Oh. Because Graceland's in Tennessee.
Good job there, Matt. Matt's our
geographer.
He's our geographical consultant.
Yeah, that's awesome.
If it's to the east, I don't know where it is.
I don't think we have anybody after us yet again.
Really?
So
if we ever, get to a point in a book and we're like, screw it, we're going another hour, we might.
We do need a copy of the schedule.
The schedule?
It's on here.
No, it's on there. It's up and running. It's updated.
I can look at it at home.
So, Christy has been represented tonight by two people.
Two people.
Oh,
and we're about to find out about another.
I'm about to move the mic out of the way.
Speaker!
Hey, you're on Animorphs.
The radio drama.
Uncensored.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
I was calling to say you guys did a great job. I only really caught the tail end, and I turned it on, and I just heard screaming.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah, we screamed, yes.
I just wanted to compliment you on the screaming. I was very impressed.
We practice all the time.
Except
in front of mirrors.
Didn't do any screaming.
No, it's cool.
Yeah.
I'll save mine for later.
Yeah.
So, cool. I'll be sure to catch the rest of next week. soon.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. Yeah.
We'll probably be posting our shows if we can pull them off this recording thing that they've got going for us now, but yeah.
Who is this?
This is Buddy.
Okay.
Buddy.
Rich. Buddy what?
Buddy. Yeah, just Buddy. I'm from Portland.
Okay, oh, okay, so, cool.
Portland, Maine?
What?
Never mind.
You can slap Matthew the next time you see him, because he's...
Okay.
Which is never. Matthew's wearing a KDUP shirt.
Stop describing me.
With pink on.
All right. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, bye.
All right,
later.
Awesome. Buddy from Portland. I'm excited.
Or Kyle from Portland.
Yeah. We'll just assume that he's on my floor.
Yeah.
I don't know all their names yet.
Hey,
that's a lie. I know you all.
What countries do we have listeners in? We can look up their time zones and see if they're going to listen live or not.
Ooh, that's a good point. Well, we've got listeners from Australia that listened for a while, but they listen off our website.
Yeah.
I don't know if they ever listen on KDUP.
Yeah.
That was
awesome.
That
I wonder
was
if the
awesome
girl in London was able to ever listen.
I don't think she
Did
was
you ever
in London.
Lovin'?
Lovin'?
Slip of the tongue.
You've lost
that love and feeling. Whoa, that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
How about Brisbane?
Ba-doom.
Right now, it's 3 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon in Brisbane.
Ba-doom. Ba-doom.
So you should be listening.